Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace IELTS speaking, describing an off-the-beaten-path tourist destination in Vietnam. As an IELTS speaking examiner, I've noticed that questions about lesser-known tourist destinations are becoming increasingly common in the test. This topic allows candidates to showcase their knowledge of their country while demonstrating their English language skills. Let's explore how to effectively answer questions about describing a place in your country that tourists rarely visit in the IELTS speaking exam. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about travel and tourism. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Do you like to travel? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I enjoy traveling quite a bit. It's always exciting to explore new places and experience different cultures. I try to take at least one or two trips each year, usually to nearby provinces or countries in Southeast Asia. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. I'm passionate about traveling and consider it an essential part of my personal growth. There's something incredibly enriching about immersing oneself in unfamiliar surroundings and broadening one's horizons through encounters with diverse cultures and landscapes. I make it a point to embark on several journeys annually, ranging from quick weekend getaways to more extensive international expeditions. Q. What kind of places do you like to visit? Band 6-7. Answer. I prefer visiting natural places like mountains, beaches, and forests. They're usually peaceful and beautiful, which helps me relax and enjoy my time away from the city. Band 8-9 answer. I'm particularly drawn to off-the-beaten-path destinations that offer a blend of natural beauty and cultural significance. I find great joy in exploring pristine landscapes, such as remote mountain ranges or secluded coastal areas, where I can truly connect with nature. Additionally, I'm fascinated by heritage sites and small villages that provide authentic glimpses into local traditions and ways of life. These places often offer a more immersive and enriching travel experience compared to mainstream tourist hotspots. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. Here's a sample cue card related to our theme. Describe a place in your country that tourists rarely visit. You should say, where it is, what it looks like, what people can do there, and explain why you think more tourists should visit this place. Sample answer, band 6-7. I'd like to talk about a place called Phu Luang Nature Reserve, which is located in Thanh Hoa Province, about 160 kilometers southwest of Hanoi. It's a beautiful area with mountains, forests, and rice terraces. Phu Luang is known for its stunning landscapes. You can see green rice fields stretching across the valleys and limestone mountains in the background. There are also many small waterfalls and streams running through the reserve. Visitors to Phu Luang can do various activities. They can go hiking through the forests and rice terraces, visit local ethnic minority villages, or try homestays to experience the local way of life. There are also opportunities for bird watching and photography. I think more tourists should visit Phu Luang because it offers a real taste of rural Vietnam. It's not as crowded as other famous places, so people can enjoy nature and local culture without too many other tourists around. Also, tourism can help support the local communities in the area. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to draw your attention to a hidden gem in Vietnam called Phu Luang Nature Reserve, nestled in the heart of Thanh Hoa Province, roughly 160 kilometers southwest of Hanoi. This off-the-beaten-path destination is a pristine sanctuary that has managed to fly under the radar of most international tourists. Phu Luang is a visual feast for nature enthusiasts. The landscape is dominated by a harmonious blend of lush forests, terraced rice fields that seem to cascade down the hillsides, and imposing limestone karsts that punctuate the horizon. Crystal-clear streams meander through the valleys, occasionally forming picturesque waterfalls that add to the area's enchanting allure. Visitors to Phu Luang can immerse themselves in a wide array of activities. Intrepid hikers can traverse the undulating terrain, exploring the dense forests and panoramic viewpoints. For those interested in cultural experiences, visits to ethnic minority villages offer invaluable insights into traditional ways of life. Homestays provide an opportunity to forge connections with local families and partake in their daily routines. Additionally, The reserve is a haven for wildlife enthusiasts, offering excellent opportunities for birdwatching and wildlife photography. I firmly believe that Pu Luang deserves more recognition from tourists for several compelling reasons. Firstly, it offers an authentic and unadulterated glimpse into rural Vietnamese life, far removed from the tourist trappings of more popular destinations. The relative lack of visitors ensures a more intimate and personal experience with nature and local culture. Moreover, responsible tourism in this area can play a crucial role in supporting local communities, providing them with sustainable livelihoods while preserving their traditional ways of life. By visiting Pu Luang, tourists not only enrich their own travel experiences, but also contribute to the conservation of this ecological and cultural treasure. Follow-up questions. Q. How do you think increased tourism might affect this place? Band 6-7. Answer. Increased tourism could bring both good and bad effects to Pu Luang. On the positive side, it could bring more money to the local people and help improve their lives. However, it might also lead to more pollution and damage to the natural environment if not managed properly. Band 8-9. Answer. The impact of increased tourism on Pu Luang would likely be double-edged. On one hand, it could inject vital economic resources into the region, elevating living standards for local communities and potentially funding conservation efforts. However, without careful management, there's a risk of overtourism, which could jeopardize the area's ecological integrity and erode cultural authenticity. It's imperative to strike a delicate balance between promoting tourism and preserving the essence of what makes Pu Luang special. What measures should be taken to protect such places from overtourism? Band 6-7. Answer. To protect places like Pu Luang, the government could limit the number of tourists allowed to visit. They could also educate visitors about respecting nature and local cultures. Encouraging eco-friendly practices and supporting local businesses would also help. Band 8-9. Answer. To safeguard places like Pu Luang from the pitfalls of overtourism, a multifaceted approach is essential. Implementing a visitor management system with controlled access could help maintain the area's carrying capacity. Promoting responsible tourism practices through educational programs and strict guidelines for visitors is crucial. Investing in sustainable infrastructure that aligns with the local environment and culture is also vital. Additionally, empowering local communities to take an active role in tourism management can ensure that development remains in harmony with local values and traditions. Lastly, diversifying tourist attractions in the broader region could help distribute visitor numbers more evenly and reduce pressure on any single location. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. How can countries balance tourism development with environmental protection? Band 6-7. Answer. Countries can balance tourism and environmental protection by making and enforcing strict rules about building hotels and other tourist facilities. They can also promote eco-friendly tourism and educate tourists about protecting the environment. It's important to involve local communities in decision-making about tourism development. Band 8-9. Answer. Striking a balance between tourism development and environmental conservation is a complex challenge that requires a multifaceted approach. Governments can implement stringent regulations and environmental impact assessments for all tourism-related projects, ensuring they adhere to sustainable practices. Incentivizing eco-friendly initiatives, such as renewable energy use in hotels or plastic-free policies, can drive the industry towards more sustainable models. Moreover, promoting alternative forms of tourism, like ecotourism or community-based tourism, can help distribute tourist numbers and minimize environmental impact. Investing in education and awareness programs for both tourists and local communities is crucial in fostering a culture of environmental stewardship. Additionally, implementing visitor management strategies, such as capacity limits or timed entry systems at popular sites, can help prevent overtourism. It's also vital to engage local communities in the tourism development process, ensuring that their needs and concerns are addressed and that they benefit directly from tourism activities. By adopting these measures, countries can work towards a more symbiotic relationship between tourism and environmental conservation. What are some potential negative impacts of promoting lesser-known destinations to tourists? Band 6-7. Answer. Promoting lesser-known destinations might lead to overcrowding and damage to the environment if too many people visit. It could also change the local culture as more tourists come. There might be problems with infrastructure not being ready for many visitors. However, if managed well, these negative impacts can be minimized. Band 8-9 answer. While promoting lesser-known destinations can bring economic benefits, it also carries potential risks that need to be carefully considered. One of the primary concerns is the potential for environmental degradation. Pristine areas that have remained relatively untouched may struggle to cope with a sudden influx of visitors, leading to issues such as habitat disruption, increased pollution, and strain on local resources. There's also the risk of cultural erosion. As tourism increases, there may be pressure on local communities to commodify their traditions or alter their way of life to cater to tourist expectations. This can lead to a loss of authenticity and potentially alienate local residents from their own cultural heritage. Infrastructure is another critical consideration. Many lesser-known destinations lack the necessary facilities to support large numbers of tourists. Rapid development to accommodate visitors can lead to uncontrolled urbanization, potentially compromising the charm and character that made the destination attractive in the first place. Moreover, there's the paradoxical issue of popularity diminishing uniqueness. As a destination becomes more well-known, it may lose the very qualities of tranquility and authenticity that initially drew visitors, leading to a cycle of tourists seeking ever more remote locations. To mitigate these risks, it's crucial to implement sustainable tourism strategies from the outset, involving local communities in decision-making processes and carefully managing tourist numbers and activities. The goal should be to promote these destinations in a way that preserves their integrity while still allowing for controlled and sustainable growth. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To enhance your speaking performance, incorporate these sophisticated words and phrases. Off the beaten path, that they, idiom, describing a place that is remote and not frequently visited by tourists. Example, Pulong is truly off the beaten path, offering a glimpse of Vietnam that few tourists see. Pristine, adjective, in its original condition, unspoiled. Example, the pristine forests of Phu Luong are home to diverse flora and fauna. To immerse oneself, to unself, phrasal verb, to involve oneself deeply in a particular activity or interest. Example, visitors can immerse themselves in the local culture through homestays. Sustainable tourism, STEN noun phrase, tourism that respects both local people and the traveler, cultural heritage, and the environment. Example, promoting sustainable tourism in Phu Luong is crucial for preserving its natural beauty. Cultural erosion, noun phrase, the gradual destruction or reduction of cultural beliefs and practices. Example, we must be cautious about cultural erosion as tourism increases in traditional communities. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test when discussing lesser-known destinations, expand your vocabulary. Use a range of descriptive words and phrases to vividly portray the location. Provide specific details. Mention exact locations, distances, and unique features of the place. Discuss pros and cons. Show critical thinking by considering both positive and negative aspects of tourism development. Use complex sentence structures. Incorporate a mix of simple and compound complex sentences to demonstrate language proficiency. Practice topic-specific vocabulary. Familiarize yourself with terms related to tourism, environment, and cultural preservation. Develop your ideas. Don't just state facts, but explain your thoughts and opinions on the topic. Stay relevant. Ensure all your points relate directly to the question asked. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for fluency, coherence, and natural expression while showcasing your vocabulary and grammatical range. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.